Adam Matza Chachma. The Adam Yachik. Take a look at the Medrash. Beginning of Tehillim. Medrash, beginning of Tehillim, says, Ashiva Ish Shalom Olach Batzit Yeshua. What is happiness? When a person lives a happy, satisfied life, you can say, he does this, he does that. Ashiva Ish Yeshua Shalish. The deepest happiness that a person can get to. Shalom Olach Batzit Yeshua Yerachatam Olach. Moshe waits in the Yosho, source of Shantiz. Here too. Asher Yish. The happiness of a person, Motza Chachma, the Odom Yofik Tfuna. Now, a person can say, no, he wants to make a lot of money. He immediately says, Tito Sachra Mishar Kesef. Umechoritz Tfuasa. Because more valuable than all the money in this world. Yikarihim ipninim. More valuable than pearls. V'chok hafatzecha lo yishvula. Orich yom bimina v'smogu ha'isha v'kof. They're telling us an amazing thing. Limud HaTorah, besides for the value that it gives a person in connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has incredible this world value as well. First of all, first this world value it gives us. Yishuv Shalish gives a person deep happiness and satisfaction. And when a person will think, well, maybe I can get the same thing if I made $1 trillion or $100 billion or whatever, the wisest of people and the richest at that time. No, Kitov Tzachem is Har Kesef, Choritz Tvos, Karihim Epninim. And there's nothing in this world that can be equated with it. And there are two ways a person can grab onto Torah. Orach yom bimino ubesmola oshavakavot. Gemara says, bimino, take your Torah with your right hand. Besmola, you take Torah with your left hand. What is Torah with your right hand? Lishmo. Torah with your left hand, there's Shalom Lishmo. Some people who grab Torah with their left hand. So Karas Baruch Hu, it's fine. It's still Torah. So therefore you get Oshav Kavod. On the other hand, you grab with your right hand. So Karas Baruch Hu promises Olam Haba. Rambam writes, Sigmar and Broch, Sigmar and Sota, the Yisod of Olam Haba is Limud HaTorah. Why? Says, if a person has Schar Mitzvahs without Schar Torah, Yitzchar Bulamotze. But without Tzchar Torah, there's no Olam Haba in any serious way. But when you have Tzchar Torah, so Yitzchar Bulam Haba, it is also for mitzvahs. Why? There's another Rambam. Rambam in Shmona Prokha. In the Hakdama Techelet, excuse me. Hakdama Techelet. When you're talking about Yud Gimel Yikrim, and you're talking about people who have Chelet and Olam Haba, who have Chelet and Olam Haba. So he says, throws in some. And another group of people don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Not, and he says, not for serious averus. He gives a group different things to do with midos tovos. He says, why? He says, what is it? He says, the different ways of understanding Olam Haba. Olam Haba is. So like a check, I'm counting. You know, going to the supermarket, I take this. You come at the end. Okay, put in. This is how much it costs. Same thing in person. Okay, at the end of your life, a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes all your mitzvahs, all your averus, puts it into the cash register. Okay, this is how much you get. And so, it doesn't work that way. A person's Torah and mitzvahs that he does in this world affects his neshama. It brings up his neshama, it brings down his neshama. Everything impacts his neshama. The end of his life, the Madre gives his neshama, so where does it fit? If a person can have, I'm talking about low people with a lot of Torah, with low midas, he says, the end of their life, you just, well, if you have so such midas, your neshama just doesn't belong in Olam Haba. You just don't belong there. He says that without the Zechus HaTorah, the madrega of your neshama simply hasn't gotten over the entry level into Olam Haba. Once you do, then mitzvah certainly. So the Gemara says, but there are a lot of people who don't have the sus to learn Torah. Says the sus haTorah, it's not a, it's the sus haTorah, the machzik Torah. A lot of things don't have the sus of limudat Torah. That's orich yom b'mino. That means a person who learns Torah lishma, the impact on his neshama. Lifts that neshama up to that he gets his chaylik and all that. Bit smaller. Let's say a person doesn't learn Torah lishma. Learn Torah, it's an unbelievable mitzvah. It's an unbelievable mitzvah. And the schar is an unbelievable schar. But since it was Shalom Lishma, so it hasn't impacted his neshama in the way that it lifts it up to a place that deserves Olam Haba. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay him back while we should recover? Orech Yom B'Yimino, U'B'Smolo should recover. Now, that is, but what has it told us? It told us, first of all, we begin by being told the person is deeply involved in Limud Torah and he's learning the Bakashas HaEmes, Ashu Ish, Ashu Adam. It gives him a deep sense of satisfaction. Number one. Number two, Rachel, Darkei Noam. Holds you veho shalom. If you walk in the paths of Torah, okay. gives you a pleasantness of life, he says. It gives you a very pleasant life. Whether it's the main, you go down the main, the Gemara says, the derech is the main path, and the Sefer says you go through the side streets. Chaim nil machzikim bo, v'somcha ho mo kusha. Basically, it says that a person is preoccupied with Limud HaTorah. It's not only the mitzvah shel. If that is the way you think, and that is your personality, so then it brings you to a matzav that the deeply satisfied, the schar in olam hazeh of deep satisfaction. That's just the first. So if it's shlo lishma, that's the schar of Oshav HaGav. Lishma, and your ikas schar is olam haba, but olam hazeh. It gives you a deep, satisfied life of Noam, of pleasantness, and Shalom. Shem b'chokhma yosad oretz. Now Shlomo HaMelech goes to the side for a second, and he's coming back to his main point. But Shem b'chokhma yosad oretz, he also say, listen, do you want to understand exactly what it is that Torah is? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, you have to understand, Shlomo HaMelech was in a world surrounded by Avodah Zarah. There's a very different way Avodah Zarah will look at things in the way the world functions, the way we do. Avodah Zarah, there's a god of the sun who's running, busy running the sun, god of the moon, busy running the moon, all of the different forces busy running that. And we say, there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created everything in this world for Yesh Mayayim. Number one. Everything is Yesh Mayayim. So, not only are the material in this world Yesh Mayayim, the way the world functions, the laws of nature, are results of a unified Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the whole thing functions in a way. There is Chochma. Unbelievable Chochma. Nowadays, if science studies all sorts of root laws of science, that comes from this Havana that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem b'Chochma yotzer ha'aretz. Chok nosan v'lo yavo. He gave laws of nature that can't be violated. It's Chok nosan v'lo yavo. And with Chochma. And he created, it's his Chochma. It's not that all of a sudden there's some laws of nature that are independent of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's his Chochma. Konen Shemayim Bisfuno. And there are two separate types of Chochma. There is the Chochma of Kodesh Baruch Hu that was necessary for the creation of the world. And there's the Chochma that's necessary for the functioning of the world. The Rambam writes that the laws of nature during Shesh Yemei Bereishit have nothing to do with the laws of nature we have today. The laws of nature we have today are those laws that were created to maintain a stable world. The laws of nature that were present in Shesh Yemei Bereishit were the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for an emerging world as it's taking form and fashion. But Daito, and with his das, everything that happened and everything, if there are mountains here and there are valleys there and there's this here and there's that there, there's an ocean here, everything is formed down to the finest detail from HaKadosh Baruch. Because of that, a person who has a proper and deep Avonis HaTorah has a Havana how the world works. And just a practical function. The fact that the concept that by understanding Torah gives you a Mahalach, how to function in this world in general. That's because this world is a result of Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is all Romans in the Torah. So for success in Olam Hazeh, it also gives you a mahalach of success, how to go through Olam Hazeh. And that is what how Shlomo HaMelech finishes. Then he says something else. There are two ways of dealing with human beings in this world. He's talking that the value of Limud HaTorah, he's talking about the results of Limud HaTorah, and not only in terms of Orech Yom HaBimino, the Olam Haba aspect, but just in terms of the normal functioning in day-to-day life. And what is Dovar HaMelech Tal Shlomo? What is Moshe? What does the Kodesh Baruch tell Yeshua? Oz Tatzliach Dakecha. By learning Torah, Oz Tatzliach Dakecha. Then, Shlomo HaMelech moves on to something else. And he says, something else. There are certain people who think that the functioning in this world will be successful by manipulating human beings, exactly dealing with human beings in a self-seeking way, against the Torah. He says, I've told you that success in this world comes from the Torah. There are all sorts of ways people deal with manipulative things and bring people up. He says, no. Al tom l'reacho lech v'shuf, mocha etten v'yeshita. Don't tell them, I'll come back, I'll give you tomorrow when you have it ready today. Al tachrosh al reacho ro'a. Don't plan evil against your friend, who yoshe levetechitoch. Al toravim odom chino. Don't fight with a person for nothing in lokum ochro, if he hasn't done anything bad to you. But he's saying, success in this world, because here he's talking about practical terms. You may think dealing with human beings in a certain way is what brings success. No. He says, no. Even when it comes to dealing with human beings, dealing with them in a Torah manner, that's going to give you success in this world. He says, but then you see all sorts of people who are succeeding even though they violate the Torah. So maybe I should be like them. He says, Al Hashem Hashem. In the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu curses such houses. So until now, what has he talked about? Until now, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world from Torah, runs the world from Chochmas HaTorah, and for us there are two aspects of involving ourselves in Havanas HaTorah. Number one is the Schar Shabbat, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and number two, it gives us a mahalach of how to function this world, and that's why in the end the life Olam HaTorah is Yishurov, deep satisfaction, pleasantness, and shalom. Now, then he moves on to Perek Dalet. Shema Bonim Musarav, Hakshivu L'das Bino. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you may feel that you're doing what you're supposed to and get hit in the face. It says, accept what comes to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you may feel I'm doing it, he promised me in present life, because in the end that's meant to push me in the right direction. Now, the word Shema has a number of different meanings. It means to listen. It means to understand. It means to understand in the deepest way. Shema b'ni b'ni musarav
is.
A word for your father punishes you. Think it through. What message he's trying to send you? It's the word Shema. It doesn't say Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu means just listen. Shema means with a deep understanding. Now that Rambam says in Perkei Hefelsteinus. Why do we have the Chamesh Taneos? We look at destruction of the past. Now, nowadays, there's a weird preoccupation with Holocaust. Question is, what are you supposed to get out of it? If you take a look at the Hakdama, the Nesivis, to Eicha, he says, you know, some people think about misery and wallow in it, it caters to a bizarre part of their life. You know, some people think they want to follow in the Holocaust just to be preoccupied for whatever reason. Others, of course, others made a whole parnos out of it. And you know, publicity, parnosa, okay. They're never sick people. So, sick people who make parnosa of other people's misery and suffering. Okay. Other people say, well, make sure it never happens again. Meaning that comes from refusal to recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu runs history, and we don't run history. And there are others, but Rambam writes, you look at tragedy to say, listen, let's try to understand where a generation went off and how we are going to correct the problems of the past where they went off. You try not, when our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a slap in the face, understand it. Rambam Perhei Hechelstein is Halach Aleph. Hakshivu Lodas Bina, and try to Hilechach Tov, because Torah is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's supposed to be Tov for us, and if sometimes you end up not feeling the Tov, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a slap in the face to wake you up and get you back on the Derech HaTov. Hilechach Tov Nosad Torosi Al Tazo. Don't move away from the Torah because of the slap. Just look at it, accept it, and understand it better to get you back on the path of Torah. Because I'm like a child to my father. And a father slaps a child, he's trying to tell him, don't act this way, don't act that way. This is explaining how we, even though Torah, he promised us, will give us a satisfied life, when you think you're following the Derech HaTorah, so then, and you get a slap in the face, accept this Tochacha from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Knei Chochmo, Knei Bino, Al Tishkach. Do whatever you have to get Chochmo Sater. If you have to spend money, spend money. Knei Chochmo. As the Gros says, "Im yevshel lomu uchinu knei lucha ravk, the case of lomu menu knei bino." They're two separate things. It's a Rebbe who's chochma. The Gros says, "Bino comes from a chaver. This is what you grow from your rabbein. They grow from your chavrusis. Just even if you have a fantastic Rebbe, without the right chavrus, the Gros says, it's not going to work." Chavrusa is what sharpens you by arguing it out with a peer rather than just accepting from someone old. And if you have to pay for one, pay for it. You have to pay for the other, pay for it. That's the most valuable thing you'll have. Now, then continues. He says, Shema min ibe kach amora, v'yir b'lucho shnoz chayim, v'yir chochma v'yir sicho, v'yach ticha b'mag v'yosha. Okay. Then as Shlomo HaMelech goes on, says, Purehu al tarvabo, shtemei olo vi avo. Listen, I told you to focus on Torah, focus on this. A lot of forces in this world that pull a person away. He's continually telling him, you go through life, you see rich people, you see people, power, covered, those Yetzirahs, all sorts of Yetzirahs. How do you deal with it? So the Gross says, and here we're going to have to spend, the Gross has a number of places. Ki ha'adam ha'rod selishpa tavoso, im yikfos teke v'yolchaz meyadas ekzeo achran. Because if you go to the tzei achran, go to the extreme, v'hefach mesho yorogil, lo yuchol amok v'zeh. He won't survive. Let's say a person says, okay, this is where I want to end up. But I'm here now. I don't yet feel that deep satisfaction of Torah. I don't see that Torah is giving me that pleasant life. It's hard for me. So he's supposed to jump in all of a sudden? No. In Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to go step by step. The Groz Mahalach was that skipping steps in Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also an Atzus Yetzirah. Step by step by step until you get there. For the path to get that deep satisfaction, Havonis HaTorah that's going to give you the path to Olam Hazeh doesn't happen overnight. And you may have to break a lot of habits, you may have to break a lot of Yetzirahs in order to get there, and that has to be done step by step. He says, it's an interesting halacha. The halacha is that when you're in Chutz Laaretz, where do you daven? Towards Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, where you daven? Towards Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Harabayas. Harabayas, Makom HaMikdash. Let's say I'm in Chutz Laaretz. Am I supposed to try to focus? Nowadays, things are much more precise. You go on to Google Maps and you'll find exactly how to point yourself when you're in New York, pointing yourself straight to the Makom HaMikdash, pointing in London straight to the Makom HaMikdash. No. Why? At every level of Kedusha, you have to face, you have to look towards the next level of Kedusha. You have Chutz Laaretz, Halacha is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Harabayas. For instance, here we're not in Kedushas Yerushalayim. So when we daven, do I have to try to focus straight towards Harabayas? Or just, no. The direction of Yerushalayim, whatever part of Yerushalayim it is. Whatever has Kedusha. Because from here, the next level of Kedusha is Yerushalayim. In Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is the next level of Kedusha, the next step. That's where you have to put the effort. That's where you have to put the focus. And that's when that's how you're going to get to the end part. If you jump all the way there, you're never going to fall. And the Gross says that's an Atzus Yetzirah. Okay, we'll continue. Better late than never, but the early bird catches the worm.
Them, what's the purpose, like what are we supposed to take out of the Holocaust or whatever. So whatever, and I was like, oh, like, it's not going to happen again, no, whatever. And then he's like, messages to share the blanket.
What?
Messages to share the blanket.